belong to me, they belong to him. Look at those people. Not a patriotic thought among them, but if Tom John asked them, this bunch of drunkards would storm the patrician's palace tonight and they'd probably succeed. I just hope his mouth never falls into the wrong hands. As the last syllables died away, their white, hot echoes searing across every mind in the room, Howell shook himself and crawled out of hiding and jabbed Tom John on the knee.
Come away now, you fool, he hissed, before it wears off.
He grasped the boy firmly by the arm, handed a couple of complimentary tickets to the stunned barman, and hurried up the steps. He didn't stop until they were a street away.
I thought I was doing rather well in there, said Tom John.
A good deal too well, I reckon.
The boy rubbed his hands together.
Right, where shall we go next?
Next?
Tonight is young.
No, tonight is dead. It's today that's young, said the dwarf hurriedly.
Well, I'm not going home yet. Isn't there somewhere a bit more friendly? We haven't actually drunk anything.
Howell sighed.
A troll tavern? Said Tom John. I've heard about them. There's some down in the Shades.
The Shades is an ancient part of Ankh-Morpork, considered considerably more unpleasant and disreputable than the rest of the city. This always amazes visitors.
I'd like to see a troll tavern.
They're for trolls only, boy. Molten lava to drink and rock music and cheese and chutney-flavoured pebbles.
What about dwarf bars?
You'd hate it, said Howell fervently. Besides, you'd run out of headroom.
Low dives, are they?
Look at it like this. How long do you think you could sing about gold?
It's yellow and it goes chink, and you can buy things with it,
said Tom John experimentally as they strolled through the crowds on the Plaza of Broken Moons.
4 seconds, I think.
Right. 5 hours of it. Gets a bit repetitive.
Howell kicked a pebble gloomily. He'd investigated a few dwarf bars last time they were in town and hadn't approved. For some reason, his fellow expatriates, who at home did nothing more objectionable than mine a bit of iron ore and hunt small creatures, felt impelled, once in the big city, to wear chainmail underwear, go around with axes in their belts, and call themselves names like Timkin Rumbleguts. And no one could beat a city dwarf when it came to quaffing. Sometimes they missed their mouths altogether.
Anyway, he added, you'd get thrown out for being too creative. The actual words are gold, 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 gold.
Is there a chorus?
Gold, 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 said Howell.
You left out a gold there.
I think it's because I wasn't cut out to be a dwarf.
Cut down? Lawn ornament? Said Tom John.
There was a little hiss of indrawn breath.
Sorry, said Tom John hurriedly. It's just that father...
I've known your father for a long time, said Howell. Through thick and thin, and there was a damn sight more thin than thick, since before you were
He hesitated.
Times were hard in those days, he mumbled. So what I'm saying is, well, some things you earn.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You see, just...
Howell paused at the mouth of a dark alley.
Did you hear something?
He said. They squinted into the alley, once again revealing themselves as newcomers to the city. More Porkians don't look down dark alleys when they hear strange noises. If they see four struggling figures, their first instinct is not to rush to anyone's assistance. Or at least, not to rush to the assistance of the one who appears to be losing and on the wrong end of someone else's boot. Nor do they shout, Oi! Above all, they don't look surprised when the assailants, instead of guiltily running off, flourish a small piece of cardboard in front of them.
What's this? Said Tom John.
It's a clown, said Howell. They've mugged a clown.
Theft license?
Said Tom John, holding the card up to the light.
That's right, said the leader of the three. Only don't expect us to do you two, 'cause we're on our way home.